Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
He's an entrepreneur, an investor, and of course a shark on Shark Tank. It's time to introduce my next guest. I'm a little nervous, Steve Baxter. Thanks for joining me.
No worries, Hamish. No need to be nervous. I'm looking forward to having a chat.
Okay, well, I'm nervous for the second part of the chat. The first part is just a get to know you type experience before I run a business idea past you because I do want to see if you would be keen to invest in typical Shark Tank style. You are famous for many things, and I want to talk more about how you got your start in a sec, but let's talk Shark Tank first. Do you actually enjoy being on Shark Tank, or is it one of those things that you like the idea of it, but when you get there and you get some dodgy ideas thrown at you, you just think, what am I doing?
I do enjoy it, Hamish. I think it's a fantastic format and to promote entrepreneurship. We actually do source deals from it. We've got some great deals we've actually done from the show. The actual process of making TV is pretty boring, to be honest. It goes long. So we're locked in the studio for the best part of 4 weeks. I'm wrapped head to toe in latex under what I'm wearing because I'm a hairy bloke, and that hair rubs on the inside of the clothes and comes on the microphone. So they literally wrap me up in latex and stick me in a chair. And for like 10 hours a day for 4 weeks, we sit there and get pitched at, essentially. It's, they're long days. They're fun. It is fun, but it is long days.
Is it better to be one of the first cabs off the rank on a filming day when you're fresh and you're not 9.5 hours down, or what's the go?
Oh, look, if I was to give tips to people coming in to pitch, I'd say bring alcohol. We have a lot of it. I wouldn't say that. I mean, we do treat all the people coming seriously. They're putting themselves out there. They're out there asking for advice. It's obviously a very public form of advice, but if it makes TV. So we do take it all very seriously, and we don't. I actually did in the first season. I actually did an investment on the last pitch of the last day. Surprised me, actually, to be honest. So we do. We do, despite the hours stuff, we do treat everything quite seriously.
Do you, and I think I've got the idea of what answer you will give me here from what you've just said, but do you think with your heart or do you think with your head when taking a pitch?
Oh, always a head. And it's very important. We don't, if you see me sort of coming across a little bit, maybe acerbic during the TV show, it's probably A, my nature. I'm a bit like that, to be quite honest. And B, if I'm going to work with these people for the next sort of 8 to 10 years, which is probably the journey, probably 5 to 10 years, that's probably been the very best case, I'm going to understand a bit about them. Will I get along with them? So, if I ask them a bit of a cranky question, really try and expose their personality, I'm doing that for a reason. So it's a long journey business, and if we're going to invest, we have to understand we're investing in the right people.
Mm. Now, do you have a preferred industry that you will invest in?
I do now. Very much what I'll regard as tech startup. So anything that uses technology to grow at an exceptionally fast pace around the world. So it's not so much an industry, but anything that can utilize technology. And so that typically isn't a business that ships plastic stuff around the world. Mm. It typically isn't food and beverage anymore, and it's not what we call fast-moving consumer goods, but it's using software or a network to, get an outsized business outcome.
We all know you from Shark Tank, and there are a lot of people that probably wouldn't be able to get on the show to pitch an idea to you or anything like that, but you do have a website, stevebaxter.com.au. Can people get in contact with you there, and if so, can they sort of throw a pitch at you that way as well?
Yeah, definitely. So we have I do have that site. The best one, I run an investment company. It's my own company. It's called Transition Level Investments. So it's called transitionlevel.com. I have a team of 7 professionals that assist me here. They take the pictures, they take the inquiries, understand, can we deal with it? We get about 700 a year, 600 or 700 a year. I probably see about 50 of those once I've actually sort of filtered them down into something that we might look at investing at along the way.
Now, on your website, it also has a little bit about you, and it said that you put your life savings of $11,000 on the line at the ripe old age of 23 back in 1994. To launch your first startup. Would you suggest people put their life savings on the line these days?
Look, I would say that, you should, I encourage everyone to look at starting a business. If you've got that temperament and you understand what it's going to take, literally every overnight success takes 10 years. You've got to be prepared to crack at this for a long period of time. My first business was 6 years. My second business was 9. So I'd say once you have the appropriate skills, you understand the problem, and you have a good network, people you can rely on, then yes, I'd say go for it. But, you know, so I'd say yes, but it's a qualified yes, and get your ducks in a row first. It's not a reckless yes.
I'm going to take what you have said, that everybody should start up their own business. We're going to take a bit of a break, Steve, and we're going to come back. I have an idea. Can I run it past you and get your honest opinion?
Oh, mate, I'm good at honesty, you know that.
All right, we'll do that next here at HIT. So Steve Baxter is still here with me from Shark Tank, of course. Thanks for staying.
No worries at all, Hamish.
This is the nervous part because I'm going to pitch to you an idea that I have had. Are you ready?
I'm ready, 100%.
Okay. Now, have you ever used Uber Eats?
I have, yes.
Yes. Uber Eats is great, isn't it? We all love it. It's you can use the app, you can order some food from your favourite restaurant, you can get it delivered to your home. Now, the thing for a lot of people is that Uber Eats can be quite expensive sometimes, $40 to $50. So I've come up with my idea, which is Haymo Reheats. So what I do, and you have to wait for the full pitch there. So what I do is I, instead of for $40 or $50, for $10, I'll come around to somebody's house, grab their leftovers from out of the fridge and create something, that, you know, 2 minutes in the microwave. They don't have to get off the couch and, you know, it's perfect. It's the cheaper alternative. That's for $10. For $20, I'll go to your favorite restaurant, get some leftovers from whatever they served up last night, do the same sort of thing, bring it over to your house, and then reheat it in the microwave, and it is there for you. Now, before we start, I already, much like Uber Eats, have some celebrity endorsements. Now, Uber Eats, we all know their ad campaigns. This is Sophie Monk talking about Uber Eats.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie deluxe with cheese whip sauce and beer battered fries from Varsity Burgers in Waterford.
Now, obviously, I don't have the money involved in that is needed to get high-ranking celebrities on board. So I have got celebrity impersonators on board. Here is my ad.
Haymo Reheats.
I'm a guy that sounds like Morgan Freeman, saying it sucks to be you. Because I'm eating Dad's barbecue leftovers from Friday night.
Eat yesterday's food today with Haymo Reheats.
So, Steve, should we start at a cool million?
Well, yeah, that'd be a place you could start, that's for sure. I mean, I'm curious on the options there. Can you pay extra and have like a, you know, six-pack of beer and a carton of smokes bought around as well?
Sure, by all means.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. No worries. Happy to do that. I can make that part of the service. I haven't got an app lined up, but I can organise. Well, I would assume that wouldn't be too hard to make.
No, apps are somewhat easy. They're probably seductively easy. Look, I think $1 million is a bit too much. Once again, I always ask this question. What sort of traction do you have? Have you launched this yet, and are people using it?
No, it's still in the idea phase. This point, because I didn't want to do the full, you know, investment of my life savings until I got somebody on board that knows business, and that is you.
That's a bit rude, isn't it, Haymo?
What?
You're not going to put any of your own money in, and you put me to parcel some up just because you've actually got Morgan Freeman to have a few words with you.
Well, no, it's a guy that sounds like Morgan Freeman. Remember
that.
Do. Don't want to get sued. So, no, I'm happy to pony up some coin. But I just wanted to know whether you think it's a good idea first, and then I'll invest, and hopefully you'll invest. We'll have a partnership. We can call it Haymo Reheats. We can call it Steve-O Reheats. Well, I don't mind.
I think it's a shocking idea, Haymo, to you. For numerous reasons, obviously. Curiously, Uber actually released their prospectus this week for their flight, and so there's a lot of information about the economics of that business.
Yes.
And I think the economics are terrible. So there you go.
Oh, okay. So just in general, the idea, not just Haymo Reheats, but Uber Eats, just a bad idea.
Definitely a bad idea.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't feel so bad now that you've chucked Uber Eats under the bus as well.
You have to start talking about your insurance too, for like you're poisoning people with their own leftovers. That'd be charming, wouldn't it?
Well, I would have to get them to sign some sort of form before I start the reheating process.
That's a hit.
If I continue, but it sounds like I'm not going to because, Steve Baxter, you have said no. But thank you very much. It's been great to catch up with you this morning. Do we know when a new season of Shark Tank is going to hit our screens?
Mate, well, here's the bad news. They've cancelled it.
No
way! There you go. No, they certainly did, yeah. So, look, I'm happy to have season four done. You know, I'm surprised we've got season two, to be truthful. I'm a bit of a cynic, I suppose. We had four great seasons of providing support to entrepreneurs and exposing this sort of area of business to the community. Disappointing that didn't take it any further, but no, we got canned.
Oh, well, that is very, very disappointing.
I'm sorry, they call it rested. They're going to rest the show. That's what they tell people, so they don't have a dummy spit. So, wow. So yeah, whatever, you've canned it. Whatever, wow. That's cool.
All right. Well, we can't watch you on our screens, but we can get in contact with you through that website again, which is?
Transitionlevel.com is the name of the business. So that's, but even more importantly, like on Your Money on Tuesday nights, there's a show that I'm on, which is a pitching show called River Pitch. Oh. So people can look up the show River Pitch. It's on Tuesday night on Your Money on Foxtel.
Steve Baxter, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Hamish.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.